Just because we have not heard a lot about people taking the risky passage across the Mediterranean this summer doesn't mean they're not still headed for Europe. In fact, we're at pretty much the same level of arrivals as last year, the same time. And in the past few days alone, an estimated 12,000 migrants have been rescued in the Mediterranean trying to get to Europe. Joel Millman is spokesperson for the International Organization for Migration. He's in Geneva. And I asked him why this week the number is so high.
What's going on is the typical summer season. August got off to a rather slow start because of the choppy, windy weather conditions in the Mediterranean. And I have to say that the rescue of 10,000 in the last 2 days and about 12,000 if you factor in Sunday with almost no fatalities is rather remarkable. Usually when you have this many arrivals, it's hard to avoid fatalities in the tens, even hundreds. So,
what do you think accounts for that in the last few days, this bit of good luck?
If I had to guess, I would say it was really good luck because the sea craft are as unworthy as I've ever seen. I can only assume that the rescue boats that came to their aid were much closer within reach when they heard of the emergency than they have been in other events. I also noticed quite a few more migrants wearing life jackets when we saw them in the water. Mm. That's a very positive thing. If that's a change in smuggling tactics, it would be the best possible change you could imagine. Can't think of any other reason why we were able to land this many people with so few deaths.
I mean, even though the numbers this year, as you say, are about the same as last year, it feels like we haven't heard much about Mediterranean migrants all summer long. Why is that?
Two reasons, really. One of them is the Eastern Med route, Turkey to Greece, has been very dormant. It's ticked up a little bit in August. We're over 3,000 arrivals for the first time since April. However, January, February, March, we're talking 50,000 plus every month. So the other reason, of course, is we had terrible shipwrecks earlier this year in the Central route, and not really too many in the big summer months. So the reason you don't hear as much about it is because you're not seeing these incredibly deadly events.
And with 12,000 migrants rescued since Sunday, does that suggest a sharp acceleration in refugee arrivals?
I'm not sure it does. I mean, we've operated under the principle this year that they are working flat out, the smugglers, to get as many people onto boats as they can, and they're limited almost entirely by the availability of sea craft, which is never in any condition to take on this kind of cargo, but they still put them out to sea anyway. A migrant has very little protection, very little constituency in government, and they're very vulnerable to criminal groups who believe if you can hold them and keep them alive, you can squeeze money out of their families somewhere else in the world. So if that's breaking down, it's just at an overcapacity right now, that may push some victims out to sea. That would be a plausible explanation.
Is it difficult, Joel, to predict surges and drops in migration numbers and to prepare accordingly?
The underlying conditions in these world hotspots haven't changed. I mean, there's no ceasefire in Syria. There's no turning back, global warming in the Horn of Africa. I mean, these are things that until those things are addressed fundamentally, then you won't have a change in the migration. On the other hand, there are events that have long gestation times. Everybody here in Geneva is very much involved with planning for the pending offensive on Mosul in northern Iraq. The humanitarian aid community speak of it almost as a kind of, waiting for Armageddon, that never have there been so many civilians potentially threatened by such an event. And people are concerned that, we've tried to anticipate everything we can, but we're talking 1.2 million, possibly 2 million people will be on the move in a matter of days or weeks from now, when the shooting starts. And that's an enormous task to be ready to help them and shelter them and get them out of the way of the bullets.
So there are the geopolitical factors. There's also the weather. I mean, the end of the summer points to cooler temperatures. What do you expect now in terms of numbers?
Traditionally, the numbers come way down after October, but they haven't over the last 2 years. When weather conditions get bad, that keeps a lot of the craft at shore. Whether that will happen this year, we just don't know. I mean, we know that the severity with which the traffickers have been treating some of their victims has gotten worse with every month. We have boats coming in with bodies on them. We have signs of torture. We have signs of people burned to death before they were even put on the boat. So we know that the smugglers aren't operating as typical human smugglers, where they get part of the payment first and the rest when the person arrives alive. They're trying to get as much money as they can out of people they terrorize before they put them on a boat, and they have very little incentive to keep them alive to reunite with their families once they're put to sea. So that suggests that the winter could be very deadly, and we hope that that doesn't happen.
Joel Millman is spokesperson for the International Organization for Migration in Geneva. Thanks very much for your time today, Joel.
Marco, it's always a pleasure.